You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Last week was the annual Local Government New Zealand Conference. Although Auckland Council voted to leave Local Government New Zealand in March last year, notably at the conference, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said he wants councils to, quote, do the basics brilliantly and not be distracted by, quote, nice-to-haves, and that Cabinet was looking into limiting council expenditure as a result. Additionally, Auckland Council is currently seeking public input on the future of coastal management in response to the climate crisis. The Council's Shoreline Adaptation Program and plans look at how Council responds to coastal hazards and climate change over the next 100 years. I caught up with Councillor Julie Ferry about both of these topics. So last week was the annual Local Government New Zealand Conference. Firstly, and just briefly, what were some of the focuses of the conference this year?
So it's a little bit tricky because Auckland wasn't at the conference because we pulled out of Local Government NZ last year. But I understand the focus was on localism. So that idea that basically decisions are best made at the most local level possible, which is certainly something that the Auckland structure with local boards is designed to empower.
Why did Auckland Council drop out last year?
So it was a very close vote. I think it was swung on the vote of the mayor, if I remember correctly. And the argument, I was opposed to pulling out. The argument in favour was largely about cost effectiveness. But my view was that it was actually a relatively modest amount to pay for the benefits that it brought Auckland, and in particular the way that it gave elected members chances to learn from other councils around the country, to work together with other councils. One of the points that one of my colleagues, Councillor Andy Baker from Franklin, made, and he supported staying in LGNZ, was that for parts of Auckland that are rural, like parts of Franklin, parts of Rodney, parts of Waiheke and Waitakere Ranges, Great Barrier Island, this is actually their only chance to interact with other councils about rural issues, which I thought was a particularly powerful argument that I hadn't considered being a suburban representative.
At this conference, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said that he wants councils to, quote, do the basics brilliantly and not be distracted by, quote, nice-to-haves. As such, he also said Cabinet has agreed to investigate options to limit council expenditure on nice-to-haves. Without knowing exactly what that would look like yet, how concerned are you about proposed limits on council expenditure?
I'm very concerned. It's a massive overreach by central government to be telling local government what to spend its money on and restricting us. We have really robust democratic processes that we go through, consultation with our communities. We already do the kind of line-by-line reviews that he's talking about. I did them for 12 years on a local board. We do them now at the governing body level for regional lines. We have special committees that look at this kind of cost effectiveness. And ultimately, when we consult our community, as we do regularly, but in particular every year for our budget, we have to, we get really comprehensive feedback that people support some of the stuff that he seems to be implying are nice-to-haves. When people are asking for a specific, okay, well, what is a nice-to-have, you know, and they give examples, we're getting the Minister of Local Government and the Prime Minister both going, oh, well, that's not up to me. And it's like, no, that's right. It's up to the local council in consultation with your local community. So if they're saying they're going to come in over the top and go, well, this is nice to have and there isn't, then they're already admitting that actually this is something that's out of their jurisdiction and that they don't actually have the engagement with the community and the experience in local government to actually understand. So I thought it was incredibly disappointing and showed a real misunderstanding of the fact that we are different jurisdictions, we have different roles, we do different things, and it's not a parent-child relationship, which is how they seem to be framing it.
Luxon also said the government will abolish the Four Wellbeings framework. What is this framework and how important is it to the way Auckland Council functions?
So the Four Wellbeings was put into the Local Government Act, the legislation that overarching looks at the local government structure and purpose that we have now and have had since 2002. So in 2002, as part of that legislation, it states that councils are responsible for the social, economic, environmental and cultural well-being of their communities. In 2012, the then National Government removed that, and the indication they gave was that they expected councils to be more focused on infrastructure. The reality is that during the period, the 7 years where we didn't have the four wellbeings until 2019 when they were reinstated, a lot of councils actually continued to do the four wellbeings to a certain extent, because that's actually what our communities want us to do. And when we consult them and say, you know, do you want us to also do not just physical infrastructure but social and community infrastructure, we get resounding yeses. Yes, please do deliver a library, please do fund local community programs, please do give grants to local community groups and run local events and things like that. So effectively we may face the same again, as this sort of, it's quite tiresome really, conversation about what constitutes the basics. Well, there's actually no agreed basics in councils. Every community has a different idea of what constitutes the basics, and in a place as big as Auckland, different parts of Auckland have different ideas, different communities within a local board. We just have to put together proposals, consult with the community, see what comes back, and go through it systematically like that year after year. And I'm confident that that's actually producing some really good outcomes for Auckland and for Aucklanders.
I also wanted to ask about managing and protecting local coastal areas. These shoreline adaptation plans are being developed across 20 coastal areas in Auckland, encompassing 3,200 kilometres of coastline. Firstly, what is some of the current work being done by Council to manage and protect local coastal areas?
So there's a regional coastal asset, that's not the right acronym, but there's a regional coastal assets sort of work program where council looks at regional assets that are on the coast, things like boat ramps and stairs and access ways and things like that, jetties that are publicly owned, and looks at, you know, do they need to be renewed, do they need to be fixed. And part of this process, the shoreline adaptation plans, is actually not just looking at those assets and going, okay, we will always just replace like with like. It's actually taking into account the fact that we've got erosion, we've got inundation, we've got change coming in terms of the, you know, the increase in storms that we're facing. So there's a lot more damage on the coastal area, even if we're not having sea level rise, which we probably are. Those kinds of things. So actually with some of those assets, should we be replacing them like for like? Should we be putting the same thing back there? Should we be moving them? Should we be accepting that actually this park area is going to continue to get flooded, so actually we need to move the playground back from where it is now, those kinds of things. So the shoreline adaptation plans are kind of the next step in that work of going, okay, we do this constant renewal of our assets on the coast, just like we do with assets in other places, but actually do we need to think again about some of these? Are they still in the right place? Is this something that in the future is actually potentially going to become a hazard rather than a benefit for the community with climate change, sea level rise, increase in storms and that kind of thing?
To add on to what you're saying, these shoreline adaptation plans are the council's first round of adaptive planning, an approach designed to address uncertainty and risk over the long term, particularly relating to the climate crisis. What are the key strategies or goals under this plan?
So we're talking about there's sort of four strategies that are being applied in different ways in different places. So in some places we're thinking about, do we not intervene? Do we just let nature take its course? In other places we're thinking about, is there some limited intervention that we should have there? Is there some way we should keep those assets safe while we move them? What does that look like? In some places we're looking at hold the line, so how do we actually maintain that coast as it is? And in other cases, we're talking about what's called managed realignment, which is sort of a more comprehensive moving the coastline sort of plan. So those are the four strategies that are being applied. The plans apply to particular local areas, and you'll see in each plan there will be portions of that area where one of those, each one of those four strategies will be applied. So you might have a coastal area where, okay, this bit here we're going to hold the line because there's, you know, so maybe there's some water care assets there and we really need to protect that because otherwise it's going to impose on people's access to drinking water and sewage systems. And then a little bit further down the coast, it might be, okay, we're going to let nature take its course here and do no active intervention. So there's a range of strategies, and you'll see in each plan how those are playing out. And they're open for consultation till the 26th of September. There's four areas that are being consulted on at the moment.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry speaking to me about comments from Prime Minister Christopher Luxon at the Local Government New Zealand Conference last week, as well as Auckland Council's shoreline adaptation plans.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.